It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
As always, Mr. Kent Adams, our dear brother in Jesus, we are so grateful for your expertise and willing heart and the time you take out of your world to make our conversation into a radio program. May God bless you richly for that service to the kingdom. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office, as we usually are, as we record Heartline. But today, not usually, Jerry's not with us. She's away for a time. Jo Janelle West. What's your job here, Jo Janelle?
I am house manager.
Okay. Jo Janelle's the house manager and just kind of oversees everything that happens here in the crisis home.
Right.
How long have you been here?
I have been here 11 years working. I actually graduated the program 14 years ago, Jim.
Yeah, for any of those who were at the banquet last year, you heard Jo Janelle's amazing testimony, and what a delight that was. I said before I turned on the machine today, okay, ladies, just be aware, I cry a lot. And I cried that night, and Johnny gave you, your husband gave you a wonderful tribute. So did he just move up a notch on your ladder of respect?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He sure did.
Well, today we are thrilled to have a sister who has been with us before and just about to graduate and move on to the next chapter of her life. So, Jo Janelle, you're familiar with what's been going on here. Share your observations and maybe some memories of interactions with Victoria.
Okay, that sounds good. This is Victoria. She is getting ready to graduate the garden program after being here for 9 months. My observation of Victoria is she has taken her program very serious this whole 9 months. In her word, takes the classes serious, and I believe she's gonna go far in her life. I really do. She's gonna be one of our success stories. Absolutely. I think she also has done this program number one for herself, and I think number two with her children. Her five beautiful children. I know you had a lot.
Well, you'll get no criticism from me. Our younger son has five, and number six is due in another month or so. So I'm in favor. Well, Victoria, let's back up. You were in the garden program. Now, that is primarily an alternative sentencing program, not exclusively. Mm-hmm. Some women come in homeless and just need additional accountability and structure. Were you sentenced here?
Yes. I wasn't sentenced here, but I was sentenced. I asked the judge for a program, actually. He was going to let me go home, and I just...
Really? I felt you chose between home and a program.
Mm-hmm. I felt that I was just being... led to that I needed more help, and I was seeking God in jail, so I just knew that he was tugging at my heart. And when the judge asked me, I could send you home today, what would you do if I sent you home today? I looked at my sister in the audience, and she was crying, and I was already crying, and I looked at the judge, and I was just like, don't send me home today. Mm-hmm. And
you knew chances were you'd regress, go right back where you were.
Yeah. So I just really asked him to help me, like I needed help, and Rosalina came to see me in the jail, and God just opened the doors for me to come here. And
so you didn't come through the crisis shelter, you went directly to the garden.
Actually, they released me early from jail, so I had still a choice whether I was going to run or come to the program. And I actually went to go see my kids for a couple days in Bakersfield, and I called Rosalina and I said, I'll be there. And she said, okay. So I came. I still showed up.
So you were convinced you needed more tools to resume a normal, productive life. And you were committed to that.
Yes.
The old way was no longer adequate. That was going to be forsaken.
Yes. I fully surrendered to whatever God has for me and still continues to have for me. So I knew that I'm coming here. This was just a step I needed to take to gain the knowledge and the tools and the wisdom I needed to go further.
Wow. Maybe know why you were in jail?
I had multiple charges, actually. I had like 15 felonies warrants that I had out for my arrest for just violations, for stealing, for drugs, IV user. So God really showed me grace and mercy and opened this door for me.
Wow. How would you characterize the last 9 months here at Evangel Home? What would you say was just a description?
The classes have been a huge blessing for me.
Any one or two in particular?
I really like codependency because nobody wants to admit they're codependent. And I really like the Seekers class. I actually like three, really, and anger management because I never thought I had an anger problem, but going into that class and being able to express my hurts and my pains really showed me that I did have issues within myself that I needed to work on. And the codependency, just being able to focus on myself and not everybody else, and knowing that I could only change myself and I can't change anybody else, was really big for me.
Oh, that's huge for everybody, yeah. Victoria. That's huge for everybody.
Right.
You know, if everybody would learn that lesson that there's only one person on this planet who I can change, and it's not you.
Yeah.
Turns out it's me. Right. If there's going to be changes made, it is exclusively here. That is absolutely right.
Yes.
Good for you. Okay, I'm through preaching, maybe. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bakersfield for the first 19 years of my life, and then I moved to Fresno in 2000. So, yeah, I've been here for 14 years.
What brought you here?
I was getting a lot of trouble in Bakersfield, and I just felt like I needed to move again. I felt that everything else around me was a problem. Hello, I was a problem. So yeah. It was within me, you know. So
a little denial going on.
Yeah. So just really this whole program has really just opened up a lot of things in my life where I was able just to admit some stuff within myself.
But you made a decision to accept that as truth, despite the hurt that it may have caused in the adjusting process.
And yes, and not only for myself, but my children as well, because I put them through a lot. And one of the things that I just wanted to share with everybody that God has done for me here is mended my family. Because when I was in jail last year, I was not talking to them. They were not talking to me. There was no communication whatsoever with my children or my family. And this past weekend, I went camping with my family, and God has done miracles in my family. They all go to church now. My children pray. I'm going to be getting them back. I got accepted to Community Connections. So he's doing miracles in my family, and things that I never could have imagined were going to happen are happening for me, and it's all because of God.
Yeah, exactly. Good answer.
Yeah.
My next question was, have you considered Community Connection? And obviously you have, and obviously you've interviewed, not if you, obviously you've been accepted. And for those of you who may be new to us, Community Connection is another nine-month period where graduates of the Garden and of Crossroads get to stay here with some accountability while they transition into a productive life and look for work or education or whatever comes after Evangel Home. So still a lot of, you know, you're still raw.
Yes.
And a lot of this is still becoming new to me, to you.
Yes.
And you get to transition back into life with people around you, a support system, and staying away from the former support system that was toxic for you.
Yes, yes. So just being here, like being able to go to Community Connection allows you to have stability, structure, and support of the staff and the other sisters that are in the program. And it's amazing to just be able to know that you have that safety net to lean on, because that's what this place is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safety net of accepting correction, to be able to grow from that. And I feel that that's what I've done a lot here, is accept correction. It's acceptance. Acceptance of everything that's happened in your past and everything that's going on now. And just being able to grow from it and learn is really what's... Yeah. Evangel Home is a beautiful place.
Did you make any friends?
Yes, a lot of friends. I've made lifelong friends.
Yeah. Well, and that's outstanding. Are you able to have some input into them? Maybe some people who've not been here as long as you.
Yes, actually, that's where the codependent side of me comes. So, because I want to just be like help, like I want to help
the nurturer.
Them pray. So I've been able to just pray for them, talk to them about, you know, a lot of us are going through problems with our children. Once again, it comes back to our families and what we've done in the past, you know, and just allowing them seeing what God's done in my life with my family and children is a testimony of what he's going to continue to do. This 9-month sacrifice without our kids and, you know, and just knowing that after that 9 months, there's that it's not even a possibility. It's a guarantee that he's within that time, he's mending and blessing, you know, and restoring. So
all things become new, don't they?
Right. Amen. And it can be overwhelming because she's been without her kids for nine months. And then going into Community Connection, getting her kids back, we'll be able to be here for her continue to support her in having her kids.
Yes.
And we have a daycare that will provide for her children when she's overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
As Jo Janelle, she didn't use the words, but I kind of see you as a poster child for Evangel Home. Yeah. Thankfully, you know, it looks like you have made yourself wide open and God has just rushed in and made that transformation and all things have become new. Well, we're down to a couple of minutes. And one of the things I like to ask those who seem to have been transformed by God through the process here over a period of time is, if there's somebody out there who's tuned in to the radio right now who is where you were a year ago, what do you tell that person?
To stop fighting. Just let him come into your life and do what he needs to do. Stop fighting because the battle's already won.
If that's you, my listening friend, please call us at 264-4714. There will be someone here to help you. The phone will be answered by a person, and we can either help you or send you to someone who can. And if you're looking for a spiritual dimension to your life, give us a call. We know people who can make that, give you direction, and send you down the right path. And if you need a place to stay, you're living in the Fresno area and you're homeless, you know, I don't know, call us. That's what we do, is we provide shelter for homeless women and their children under certain circumstances. There are caveats. But give us a call, 264-4714. Victoria, before we leave here, I'm going to give you a hug, sister, but that'll be in just a minute. Jo Janelle, I know this is out of comfort zone for you necessarily. Thank you for coming in and giving us a hand with this edition.
Thanks.
And Ken, you're the man, and now it's your turn. Wrap this up and make our conversation a radio program. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.